Sirach, chapter 5. Don't set your heart upon your goods. Don't say, they are sufficient for me. Don't follow your own mind and your strength to walk in the desires of your heart. Don't say, who will have dominion over me, for the Lord will surely take vengeance on you. Don't say, I sinned, and what happened to me, for the Lord is patient. Don't be so confident of atonement that you add sin upon sins. Don't say, his compassion is great. He will be pacified for the multitude of my sins, for mercy and wrath are with him, and his indignation will rest on sinners. Don't wait to turn to the Lord. Don't put off from day to day, for suddenly the wrath of the Lord will come on you, and you will perish in the time of vengeance. Don't set your heart upon unrighteous gains, for you will profit nothing in the day of calamity. Don't winnow with every wind. Don't walk in every path. This is what the sinner who has a double tongue does. Be steadfast in your understanding. Let your speech be consistent. Be swift to hear and answer with patience. If you have understanding, answer your neighbor, but if not, put your hand over your mouth. Glory and dishonor is in talk. A man's tongue may be his downfall. Don't be called a whisperer. Don't lie in wait with your tongue, for shame is on the thief, and an evil condemnation is on him who has a double tongue. Don't be ignorant in a great or small matter.